Control number 8. Control over your destiny. In 1974, I had to make a decision as to which dad I would follow. I knew that if I followed my own dad's advice of go back to school, get your master's degree, then get a secure job, I would wind up like him. I also knew that if I followed in my rich dad's footsteps, there were no guarantees as to where I would wind up. My decision to choose an uncertain destiny, to build my own ark rather than build one for someone else, had little to do with the destination and everything to do with the process, the road to the destination. I recommend people who want to choose their destiny keep their daytime job and start a part-time business or start investing in a small piece of income real estate, simply because it takes a few years to learn the basics. The journey out of the chicken coop only begins with the first step. There are many steps that follow. If Rich Dad's prophecy comes true, the next few years will be boom years in the stock market. It will be the big boom before the big bust. The baby boomers will be pouring money into their last chance for retirement. But instead of acting like drunken sailors on shore leave during this period of financial euphoria, I suggest you begin to methodically build your ark. Invest your time and some money in education and in experience. Be willing to make mistakes, but make sure they are small, and then learn from them. After learning from each mistake, congratulate yourself and step forward again. Although you may not necessarily be gaining financially, you will be gaining priceless experience, personal self-confidence, more control over your destiny, and most importantly, you will be calling more and more for that rich person inside of you to come out. I'm quite certain that once the stock market recovers and begins its climb, sometime around 2004 to 2007, people will once again forget the past and be heard once again saying, "This time it's different." But sometime after 2008 to 2012, things really will be different. So prepare yourself and your ark to do well during the good times and to do even better during the bad times. Study, read, attend classes, and practice as if your life depends upon your ability to invest. Because it does.